visit with our very good friend, Elaine Sheridan, who's joining us right now to talk about something that's incredibly awesome that's going on today. Elaine, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Well, let's talk about what's happening today where people are really going to enjoy the pricing today.
Yeah, it starts on Thursday.
Okay.
But starting Thursday and running through August 31st, anybody can get on a Metro bus and ride for free.
That is awesome. So the Metro bus system, let's talk about that. Where they can get on really anywhere, right? In Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it's every single one of our buses are free, and it also includes paratransit if you qualify for that, which we call Metro Mobility. But it's part of the Zero Fare for Better Air, and it was passed by the state legislature last year, and it allows Colorado State Area Transit agencies to apply for grants so they can let passengers ride for free to hopefully reduce emissions.
And you, let's be honest, you came up with that catchy slogan, Zero Fare for Better Air. That's very impressive, Elaine.
Yeah, no, actually the state came up with that. That's actually the bill. We're calling it Ride Free Summer 2023. But it's a great slogan.
Yeah, no doubt. So it starts on Thursday, right? June 1st.
Yeah.
And then every day from June 1st through the summer, it's free?
Every day, every night,
wow.
It is 100% free. So all you have to do is go to a bus stop, the downtown terminal, wherever a bus stops, and climb on.
That is amazing.
You will not be asked for a fare or anything.
That is amazing. Now, you did this last year. Is there any indication of how many people actually took advantage of this?
Well, yeah, we did it just in August last year because the bill was passed in 2022. It only included August. And then they passed another bill this year that kind of expanded it so we could apply for a grant that would cover all 3 months. And last year, we were still kind of struggling with COVID, and our ridership was struggling after COVID. And we got about 300,000 passenger trips in August alone last year, which was up 62% from the July 2022. So a lot of people took advantage of it.
A lot of people, you know, when you look at the transit system, has it come back from pre-pandemic levels? In other words, do people trust the public transportation now, and what does it take to get those people, you know, used to it and get back in shape, so to speak?
Well, you know, it has not bounced back completely. We think we will get very close this year to where we were in 2019. But the fact is a lot of people do get to work from home, obviously affects public transportation. But as far as trusting it, we went through a lot of driver shortages and stuff coming out of the pandemic, just like a lot of people had a hard time getting employees. We were not alone in that, but we have brought back most of our service that we had before then and added some, so we've added a lot of weekend service. As far as safety in the buses, we put in these new filtration systems in our buses from Thermo King that are like these industrial ventilation systems that clean our buses very, very well.
That's excellent.
And takes all the air and removes it so it doesn't circulate. So, I mean, that is something good for people to know if they are concerned with that type of safety.
Now, if people want to plan their trip, let's say they have a bus stop outside of where they live and they want to mm-hmm. sort of see where the routes are concerned, where would they go to find out and figure out which bus to take?
MMTTransit.com has all of our routes, and it also has a large system map that is interactive and will take you to those individual routes. You can also call of our customer service folks. They are really, really helpful, and they will get on there and they will help you about when they pick up and where you would go. And that number is 719-385-3255. RIDE or 7433. And you can also use a system called My Next Bus, which will actually show where our buses are.
Okay, great.
And yeah, and you can go through and track your bus.
Great.
So you go to your bus stop there, and it's interactive, and that is on mmttransit.com as well.
So when they get on the bus, they don't have to ask for a transfer like the old days, but when they get on the bus and they have a, you know, they have to go to another bus route, so to speak, they can just kind of plan where they're going to get off and then when they're going to get on the other one. Typically, how long does it take for buses to go through the whole route?
Oh, well, it depends on where you're going. I mean, some routes can take, honestly, a couple hours, and some routes you're where you need to go in 15 minutes.
Okay.
So it kind of depends on the bus, on the route. Some routes have much higher frequency, the heavier used routes. If you're using, like, the Nevada route,
yeah,
or the Platte or Academy, those are going to be a lot faster than, say, one that goes way up north or some of the others.
Right. So give us a website again where people can see the routes and all the details of the bus service.
MMTtransit.com will give you all the information you need to ride our buses, and we recommend just jumping on and going. If you just want to just go for a ride and check it out with
yeah,
no real destination, heck, it's free. What do you got to lose?
That's awesome, and it's happening from this Thursday till what date?
June 1st through August 31st.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much, Elaine. We really appreciate it. Love talking to you. Always welcome on the show.
All right. Thank you.